Welcome back to the Hoodcast.
The opinions expressed on the Hoodcast are those of the guests and the host. They reflect no inference or agreeance by Hood Tech Productions or Hood Tech Productions LLC or Hoodcast LLC.
The information presented on the Hoodcast is not intended to offend any race, creed, religion, sexual orientation, or nation of origin. Please listen at your own discretion.
It is now time.
It's time.
Get ready.
Let's do it.
What's good?
What it do, Willie Biggs? I think that it is time for the show, bro.
All right, Mr. Hoodcast theme song. It's about time we gave y'all a new one. So G-Mac got us in the booth. Let's go.
Hey, man, we back. It's the show from the past. So get your drink and grab a seat because we're here. And if I didn't before, let me make it clear. We on Instagram and Facebook. Turn us loud up in your ear. We're shining brighter than a hanging crystal chandelier. Hanging from the roof. Shenanigans funny as hell. You know, man, we the truth. Without further ado, I hit the boys and grab the mic. We get online a little early so we can get our sound right. And then we go off and show off when we do our thing. We spit the truth to the world. I hope you understand our slang. I am the host who they call G-Mac the boss. Trying to make up for the lost time in the few years that we lost. We play that 5S music, it's the same thing all the time. My passion is so dapper, you can tell it in this rhyme. I'm good on my refreshments, I done been went to the store. The moment we all be waiting for, it's our time now for the show. Yeah.
Alright, let's go. It's Hoodcast, you know what it is, your favorite show, twice a week. www.hoodcast.podomatic.com. HoodTechProductions.com. G-Mac, don't tell them what it is, bro.
For sure, that's in the present, but it's from the past.
Hoodcast.
They say the Hoodcast was a one hell of a cast.
Hoodcast.
It's the show that say that makes your stomach weak.
Hoodcast.
Instagram and Facebook twice a week.
Hoodcast.
For sure, that's in the present, but it's from the past.
Hoodcast.
They say the Hoodcast was a one hell of a cast.
Hoodcast.
It's the show that say that makes your stomach weak.
Hoodcast.
Instagram and Facebook twice a week.
Hoodcast.
This is Robot Ron, and now the moment you all been waiting for, G-Mac, Willie Biggs, and Coco.
What's up, world? What's up? Welcome back to another edition of Hood Tech Productions, the Hoodcast. www.hoodtechproductions.com. This is Hoodcast 291. We got a guest up in this thing. But before we introduce him, let's introduce the crew. Willie Biggs.
What's happening, people? How y'all feeling tonight?
Jen E. Oh, she got the stunner glasses on. I'm gonna say shades with that glasses. And we have our special guest, Mistress. Mistress,
go ahead, G-Mac.
Can you introduce our guest, please?
This brother needs absolutely no introduction whatsoever. He is legendary. Legendary artist, brilliant man, extremely talented. Ladies, the ride of God is here.
In the building.
Oh, we don't want me here.
Round of applause. Yo. More than just do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's happening, brother?
I'm sorry, crying. Excuse me.
I ain't seen this man in 15 years, damn near. At least 10. I've been out the scene for at least 10. But it's clear that your work ethic has not faltered not one bit, my brother. I was listening and listening. We're going to get into it in the second segment of the show when we do your interview. Just as an introduction, I got to let people know that, they're going to hear this throughout the interview. Hey, we're not letting him talk a lot because his voice will wreck the whole fucking internet. We do not want to break the circuits on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So we need to keep his speaking as minimal as possible. This man's got he's like that fucking Marvel cat character. What's that? Was it Havoc or whatever his name is?
Havoc.
He just blow the doors off the room.
Havoc.
That's what man. Yeah. If he ever switch his name, you should go with Havoc because he's definitely, and that's already taken, but it's definitely, he'd be the Arkansas version. What man got a voice? But yeah, we got the Ride of God in here, man. If y'all don't understand the Ride of God, there's only one.
This
not a
Ride
of God, not a different Ride of God. It's the Ride of God.
The Ride of God.
You do not get a duplicate of this. I'm not just buttering your brand, bro. I'm really into it. Like, oh man, it's something serious.
Show sound like
when Jane told me that you hit her up and
extra butter.
You was gonna do the show. We we did something we never do. She and I had a pre-talk before the show. I was like, we gotta do this right.
Like, we had a whole chat.
We had a whole chat.
Well, what it was, we had Ferocious on here. And afterwards, I hollered at Ken Falk when I said Ferocious. I said, I could kick myself right now. He said, why? I said, why hadn't I hit my brother to be on the show? I said, I owe him the biggest apology. I said, he got more jobs than Jamaica. I said, he up before Jesus and the Mexicans.
And the Mexicans? I can see Jesus with the Mexicans. How you beat the Mexicans? I mean, they don't even sleep.
He's up at the butt crack of dawn. I said, do me a favor. I said, I messaged my brother, hit my brother up, tell him to get at me. And my brother watched the show, saw us give him love. He agreed to be on the show.
Thank you.
And I started crying.
You started
Thank
crying.
You. Dude, this is a big deal. I'm not even front. This is a big fucking deal. It's a big fucking deal.
This is a big deal.
And I mean, I got friends that shit, Grammy nominated, Grammy winners,
Mama watching,
fucking platinum producers, the works. And I haven't been excited about an interview. I told her about it, so I'm looking forward to Monday. And you know, nobody looks forward to fucking Monday. I don't give a damn what you do.
Me and him was super. Oh, man. We was like little kids. He's like,
he gonna do it for real?
Oh my god! He's like, oh shit! I was like, I gotta get my hair.
I went and got my look.
She went and put on her intelligent glasses. You got the school teacher library joint on.
The stunner shades.
Well, man.
Look, I blew the dust off the two masters grill.
Yes.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Dude, yeah, trust me, we humble too, man. Cause I mean,
and when I called him, he was like, "Sis, I'm humbled." You,
dude, we have had people who thought they were the shit, and we thought they were. I thought they was the shit too, and they like flaked on the interview, and I wasn't really fucked up,
right?
Yeah, we were.
You're not the best talent that I've ever seen. I thought you was a cool person on your show. You didn't show, whatever.
Yeah,
because I'm like, it only gets better, and I gotta say, we are reaching the pinnacle of the plateau right now, having the Ryder guy here. So, bro, thank you again. Yes. Round of applause for my brother.
This is like having DMX on the show, man.
Yeah, it's like getting DMX in his joint, but sober and fucking focused and some more shit. I mean, it's like there's no disrespect to DMX, but if I tell people, and I don't say this often, you know how they be like, oh, if Pac was alive or so and so was alive, I was like, bro, if they was alive and have a label, if there's one person I know they would be trying to holler at, would be Ryder. It would be,
because when this cat step on the stage, it's like everybody be quiet.
Yeah, you know how people Ryder keep dancing here, keep partying, they be like, let me hear what's about to be said.
Not
and this. I was listening to a new project and I was like, okay, let me rewind, because I know I miss some shit. Rewind. I'm smart, but every now and then, you know, might have had a beer in my hand. Let me roll back and pay attention. Yeah, you definitely trying to make some motherfuckers uncomfortable. His intent is to make some. You are not going to sleep well tonight. I'm going to make sure.
But
when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to be disturbed.
When you got a 68-year-old church lady, listen to Ryder for Life, and she turns, you know, it gets serious when an older church lady turn the flame down on her pot of beans and go, I know that's right.
To turn the flame down on a pot of beans? What? You slow down Sunday dinner?
he done said something serious.
Yeah, bro.
She said, I know that's right.
I can't even front, because like, I don't even have a Spotify title, none of it. So I always got to listen with all the commercials. You got to skip shit and then try to get back to it. I was going through it. I was like, all right. And then when it wanted to start playing, I would just tweet it. Like, yo, we got to hook this guy's on the show. You got to listen. This guy's on the show. You got to listen. And I was like, I'm hoping people are listening to these links and want to hear this interview, because my brother's going to come in this joint. And when we get through, as those commentators say, if something happened to me after this, you know what it is.
Right. We have documents.
My credit score down. If my credit score going out of my bank account get froze, I know what happened. And man, it told the truth in public.
Right.
They watch.
Got up a fresh outfit because they're taking pictures. I know they're taking pictures. So when the fans taking pictures, I want to be fresh for them.
Right. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I mean, it has such a large body of work. And I've listened to the whole thing the minute it dropped.
Mm.
visual for Queen. Mm. He's always given us something thought-provoking.
This is the longest intro you probably ever
he's
got.
He's always made us think. I mean, that he's so always true. Made us think.
Dude, we could sit here and give you praise for an hour. That would be fucking redundant. Right, but at the end of the day,
he's always made us think.
There's only a couple of artists in Little Rock. And I mean, it's a lot of great talented people. There's only a few people. If I hear something, I know it's going to get some replay value. You know how you hear some people like, yeah, you're doing what's being done. So I might bump this in the ride, but it ain't got no replay value. Mm-hmm. Your joints, you listen four times, you're going to get four jewels. Fifth time, you're going to get a fifth jewel. By the time you're at the sixth time of that joint and you know the words, you've been educated, and then you're going to go out in the world and you're going to encounter a situation and that song will pop up. You're like, that's what the fuck he was talking about, right?
That's shit right there.
Right there. Even when you didn't see it before, but it's like if somebody tell you sky's blue, when it get gray, it's gonna rain. Okay. When it happens, you go, well, there it is, right there. You
well, wait a minute. There,
that's
there
what
you
some
go.
Songs be like. That's what some songs be like, bro. And again, I'm not acting like I got the, like Jen can name 10 Rider songs before I can. But like I was telling her, the conversation we had a long time ago, she reminded me of it. And I told her then, I said, man, I used to talk to so many people. I can't remember the details of the conversation, but what I do remember, it stuck with me. And every time his name comes, I remember how I felt after we talked. You know how they say, people don't remember what you do, but they don't always remember what you say, but they do remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
And I told her, so I got through talking to that man. And one thing I said, you know, you can talk to 20 rappers in Little Rock and fuck around, not just 20 rappers, just 20 rappers. And had the same 20 conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But then here comes Ryder with conversation number 21. And that be the one conversation. He'd be like, nah, I had a conversation. Like, I wasn't getting marketed to. He wasn't giving me his branded image or his version of his favorite rapper. This was what this man was. And I appreciated it about you. I was like, nah, he wasn't trying to be somebody else. Because I always have people try to sell me on, man, I'm like, I'm like, you didn't do that.
No, Ryder is Ryder.
And you don't get no fucking invitation. You know how people like, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. I think motherfuckers scared to try to copycat. First of all, if your delivery ain't that sharp, you ride it. And if your delivery ain't that sharp, I will feel dumb trying to cover one of your songs because I know I'm going to be the shit at it. It's going to be horrible.
I think
that delivery is so sharp. Like, I can't wait till people hear the music doing this show. We're going to spend a whole 14 minutes talking about how great you are. So when we get to the interview part, motherfuckers will know. But that delivery is so sharp. It's razor sharp. And it's only a few rappers that got it like that.
Thank you.
I know. I was listening to the late Fred the Godson.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a quote that Fred the Godson said. When you name your top five, the most important is going to be bars.
Right.
This is bars.
Right. Nobody talks about jewelry. Nobody talks about how much money you made or, you know, no. They talk about them bars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if I got to rank mine, you got a spot.
Thank
you. Got a spot. And in my spot, dude, my shit got Rakim on it. I got KRS-One on my shit. I got, you know what I'm saying?
Them some goats, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Those
my list don't have no, you know, MCs.
None of that.
My top five, probably ain't released an album in the last 5-10 years, except KRS-One.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time since Rakim dropped a joint. That I remember the last one he dropped was that There Is
But
No
Kim
God But
can
You.
Still go,
you know?
Right. But Kim can still walk in a room and he still
gonna walk in a room and kill it. That's what I'm talking about. It's not too many people that if I came home and I was gonna put a show together and I was like, oh, let me think, who am I gonna get? I'm gonna think of the names I know. But the ones I know for sure gonna deliver, you, no question. I just need to know if you're available. Mm-hmm. I don't need to hear the new material. I don't need you to come to sound check. Man, I need you on stage 7:30. I know you're gonna show up 7:15, hang out backstage, go out there and kill it. No drama. The other niggas gonna bring 10 folks with them that don't wanna pay. You know, it's gonna be a bunch of shit, man. Yeah, I can go on, bro. We 16 minutes in and this man ain't got two words in there.
Right.
But that's how excited we are. That's how excited we are. First of all, how you doing, bro?
Man, listen, I just want to say, hold on, let me say this. You know, King G-Mac, Queen Jen, King Willie Biggs, y'all have no idea how humble and grateful I am. And it's such an honor to be on y'all's platform.
Oh, thank you,
thank
bro.
You.
Hey, same here.
Thank you.
I thank you for taking the time. Like she said, we know a lot of rappers front. I'm getting money. I get the bag. We know you work for your money.
Yes.
Ain't nobody giving you shit. So for you to take some time, it's like I used to tell people.
All the time.
I tell people like man, I'm trying to get my record played at the radio station. I was like, bro, radio sells ads. So why are they going to take the time to play your record? That's 3 minutes of ad time. So for an hour, for you to come with us for an hour, I know a sacrifice is being made.
Right,
man.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's an hour of a bag. He could be somewhere plotting, planning, scheming, and executing. So if he taking an hour break to let that mind get a little, because trust
and
me,
he's still going to work after this. Let me just put that out there.
I already know you already said that. Yeah. He ain't blowing a whole day with us. He ain't blowing a whole day. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting a whole 8 hours shipped out this kid. I can't afford to take his whole day. You know what I'm saying? I have to cut you a check to try to get you 8 hours.
Nah, y'all can have the whole day. That's how much,
man. You know what, dude? That it's a lot of stuff that people are like, oh, if I just got nominated, I'd be happy. They be lying. You want to win. And you coming on the show right now, it's better than an honorable mention. This is a win.
Right.
This is a win.
Yeah, this whole
we have arrived, people.
Yeah.
We got enough respect to get somebody of this caliber. And when I say caliber, I don't mean how many awards you won or how much you've been reckoned. I'm talking about, it's like having Jen on here. There's a level of intelligence. Me and G-Mac, we can do this crazy shit all day.
Right, pretty much.
But when you get somebody to come in with a level of intelligence, like, I fuck with y'all. That kind of says to me, maybe we ain't as foolish as we think we are. maybe sometimes we make a little bit of sense. Just enough to trick these people to come on this show.
If you go back and watch some shows, you'll see my face like hit the ground. You'll see me go.
Oh, if you watch some of the other shows, you're probably going to be like, I don't know why I did that. You're going to call Jen up. What in the hell did you get me into? But man, I tell you, we are so excited to have you here. I want to talk about where you going, where you been, what you got going on.
We're all in.
We friends now. When this interview's up with you, might be mad because I'm going to ask you some shit.
I'm an open book. You ask me whatever you want.
Hey, that stuff you put on them records, I know you ain't got no secrets to hide. Don't nobody talk that kind of shit that's got a lot to hide, bro. You can't talk that kind of shit if you got something to hide.
The level of transparency.
All of our black leaders had something to hide. You see how that shit went. That's what I'm saying. You can't have nothing to hide and speak as forceful as you do. You can't. Boy, you said America's Babylon, I was like,
yeah.
Hey, let me get off the internet with this shit. I gotta download this so they catch me. Don't catch me listening to this. This boy gonna be fucking kill all my contracts.
When it first dropped, I was in the bathroom stall like,
Can they see me through my phone?
When I listened through my eyes, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Hey. When that motherfucker said killing our babies with the vaccine, I was like, this brother right here. He put up a sign that said, I want all the smoke.
I want it all.
I dare you to debate
with
me.
Interest.
I dare you to debate me.
I'm on a one-way trip, baby. I'm on a one-way trip.
But you know what?
Right. There's no coming back.
I could have made $10,000 America's Funniest Home Videos. The church lady. 68 years old. I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Now, mind you, she's going to kill Coke.
Toki said something. Coke got a little out of hand. We got to get a pause for the church ladies from him on the last show. But since he's not here to defend himself, we're going to go on
not
there.
Yet.
We have officially fucked off
20 minutes of your time, baby.
So with that being said.
I got all the time. Girls, you got.
But we're talking to the listeners. If you look at the clock, we had 20 minutes. So, folks, we're going to play some music. And when we come back, we're gonna stop talking and let the man with the voice do the talking. We're going to interview Ryder God. Thank you, brother, for being here.
Yes, sir.
G-Mac, let's get some music playing. We're about to get into this Hoodcast.
Yes, sir. We shall be right back, y'all, right after this.
Hoodtech presents the Hoodcast.
Just gonna listen to the keys on this. It's perpetual wealth, nigga. Yeah.
Money and motion is such a way of life. If I could flip a dollar once and I could flip it twice. A year on the grind to change your whole life. Manifestation is such a realization. But none of it works if you ain't got the patience. $1 million never coming overnight. And you don't stop fighting cause you lose a fight. It's not the size of the dog, the size of the bite. Black AMG kit with the black fit. Rose gold rollie on a black wrist. perpetual hustle, you know I stack chips. 60 round clips, cause a nigga love clips. I never been the one to have a poker face, and I'm blessed to the point where it's amazing grace. You a worker, I'm a boss, let's just stay in place. And I'ma run to the bag like it's a hella race. Money in motion is such a way of life. If I could flip a dollar once and I could flip it twice. Are you on a grind to change your whole life? Manifestation is such a realization, but none of it works if you ain't got the patience. $1 million never coming overnight, and you don't stop fighting cause you lose a fight. It's not the size of the dog, the size of the bite.
I'm an overnight success, but this took 20 years. They didn't see the late nights and so many tears. Gonna lose a lot of peers who say they down with you. Sometimes you gotta step back to see the bigger picture. Life feels a great challenge, niggas wanna see you fall. They been one from the bleachers, they don't wanna see you ball. Use it for motivation, go harder in the paint. Say they don't fuck with me, that's just because they can't. No dead blame checks, I stay at the bank. I'm speaking things as though they were, even though they ain't. I'm too blessed to be stressed, you the hair on the turtle. Place your bets, put your money on the winner's circle.
Money in motion is such a way of life. If I could flip a dollar once and I could flip it twice. Are you on a grind to change your whole life? Manifestation is such a realization, but none of it works if you ain't got the patience. $1 million never coming overnight, and you don't stop fighting cause you lose a fight. It's not the size of the dog, the size of the bite.
Hotech presents the podcast.
If you working with them folks, find an exit and get out. This is conscious rap music for the junkies in the drought. In the city that I'm rapping, we turn up, we get lit. I know you heard of Little Rock, but you ain't heard it like this. If you're with the sucker shit, find an exit and get out. Where we from, we sucker free. We feel niggas out the south. On the soil that we rapping, we turn up, we get lit. I know you heard of Arkansas, but you ain't heard it like this. If you come from out of town, pay attention when you ride. The streets are full of cops and the stench of homicide. I'm fresh like Oxytide, I get love on every side. If they don't say the ride is solid, that's how me them niggas lie. Yeah. Respected in my city, yeah. It's time to make a toast. Fuck them haters, ride a block and I here trying to do the most. Fuck the slice, I want the loaf. I'm repping for my coast. Razor back and fast breaking, throwing alleys in the post. I rep for underdogs, but my swagger mainstream. Went from center to ascension, my hustle super mean. And that's ferocious on the beat, if you ain't know you niggas sleep. Them youngsters say we slapping, bumping, slumping in the streets. Ain't it man? Word to cool, dip it, drop us in the grease. The buzz got the popping, now these labels want a piece. Salute the mall, baby, long live Uncle Rick. Nisha Reese, Stacey P, King Trav in this bitch. If you working with them folks, find an exit and get out. This is conscious rap music for the junkies in the drought. In the city that I'm rapping, we turn up, we get lit. I know you heard of Little Rock, but you ain't heard it like this. If you're with the sucker shit, find an exit and get out. Where we from, we sucker free. We feel niggas out the south. On the soil that we rapping, we turn up, we get lit. I know you heard of Arkansas, but you ain't heard it like this.
If you rapping for the city, you should get nothing but love. Mr. Mark Haley is in this bitch, who you thought it was? We didn't get it on no silver spoon, we got it out the mud. It ain't nothing but a banger when you hear it in the club. We turn up, we get lit, it ain't with that sucker shit. I know you heard a Little Rock, but you ain't heard it like this. I might shoot or take the assist, leave me open, I won't miss. With a rock up in my hand, all you gon' hear is the switch. Tell me what the fuck is going on, what they yapping about. We real ass soldiers from the south, find the exit and get out. R.I.P. to Derek Floyd, Martin Franklin, Lil Gros Dre, Andre Lucky, they my fam. I miss them in a major way. So put your cups up in the air, cause it's going down today. Where we from, we fearing bar none, you think we bout to play? Ryder hollered at me, so this track I'm killing it, rigor mortis. You can catch me posted up, balling on them Bobby Porters.
If you working with them folks, find an exit and get out. This is conscious rap music for the junkies in the drought. In the city that I'm rapping, we turn up, we get lit. I know you heard of Little Rock, but you ain't heard it like this. If you're with the sucker shit, find an exit and get out. Where we from, we sucker free. We feel niggas out the south. On the soil that we rapping, we turn up, we get lit. I know you heard of Arkansas, but you ain't heard it like this. Yeah, ride a god. I got King Larry Lucky riding with me. Arc Alien International, Rocktown, Arkansas, stay down.
lost one.
Yo, yo, yo. We are back. Second segment of Hoodcast 291 with the Rider God himself, baby.
Yeah.
Everybody back? Yeah. If you're working with them folks, you need to find a way out.
Yo.
You
know?
Before we finish.
Music to my ears, truly.
Before we get to the interview, you
go ahead,
you have to, you know, say what we usually always say.
Gotta pay the bills.
Do some housekeeping.
Gotta do some housekeeping.
Yeah, go do a little housekeeping. If you would love to get your music played on this show, Hood Tapers the Hoodcast, please send us your original MP3s to thehoodcast@gmail.com. Now we'll be more than glad to add it to the rotation. Now we are back.
Only original music, please.
Only original.
No cover songs. No no karaoke. Man, we don't do that.
No, we don't.
Especially not when we got somebody this caliber.
No YouTube beats.
Oh, my God.
No YouTube beats. We want that rock hard shit. So, speaking of which, the new project. I'm just going to jump right into it. We're going to get into the past and the present and all that. But
talk about it.
That song, right off the rip, that last joint, the one we played before we came into this next segment, that's your joint. Is that the new single? Is that going to be the sound? Nowadays, they don't really do it that way. But is that the one you're pushing out first?
Actually, yeah. That one is it's already on 96.5 here. They planned it in Northwest Arkansas on a Drive Time Mix show. Then planned it in Oklahoma City. So Bobby Portis was just the record to really just come out with that bounce. And Queen will probably be close in the next couple weeks. I have Queen on the radio and everything. And then we actually getting ready to do the video for Rider for Life. So we're working on that.
That's my mama's song.
Yeah. So
we're going to play that a little later on.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. That Rider for Life, boy, for those that don't know, that's a throwback. That's a throwback for those of when conscious rap turned into gangster rap, reality rap, that song was a staple. So you...
Thank you.
Basically, repurposing and reinterpolating, as they say, that hook.
You're making the words up.
First, you called it, threw me off. I was like, "Oh,
yeah, that
okay."
It
will be a ride for life, and then I went straight back to that damn Dog Pound, Death Row, Pac era, that whole era. And that was the era when folks were selling a million records and actually sold a million physical records because the music meant that much. Folks wanted to have it in their hand.
Man,
Where do you get that? What is that thing that burns inside of you that gets that type of message out? I mean, you know what I'm saying? What you sprinkle on your Cheerios in the morning? Because we're not eating the same cereal. Clearly, it's something else in here, brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? What does that come from? Like that more than just words.
You speak.
You're not just making words rhyme. It's a message. Where does that come from?
In terms of Rider for Life, or just in general?
Just you. That you as an artist.
General. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that fire has always been there. You know, based off my upbringing. You know, I grew up humble beginnings. Eight of us. Mm-hmm. Project South End, side of Little Rock. Struggle.
South End.
Starving. South hungry. Side. You know, seeing everything out in these streets. Surviving things in these streets, doing more shit than a Marine in these streets. but you know, I always had this underlying, let's call it divine fire that was always in me, even before I actually honed into it and knew exactly what it was. It was just a
passion
that I had for humanity, living, the things around me just is, let me say this, and that's another conversation, but in 2005-ish, I had a very, 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 very powerful experience, spiritual / supernatural experience.
Okay.
And that pretty much gave me an enlightenment of why I was the way that I was. And and then that went all the way back from that moment, going all the way back to my childhood, some things that had happened that I didn't have an explanation for. But when that happened starting in 2005, it gave me an explanation for everything on back, and it further reinforced the fire that was burning inside me. And Donna Summer, I saw an interview with her, the late great, rest in peace, Queen Donna Summer. She said something that really hit me. She said that when you have something inside you, you can't turn it off. There's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that you can do. You're gonna do whatever it takes to get to wherever you need to be to try to quench that fire in you, and not a second sooner until you get to that moment. You're gonna go, you know, all out for that. And I feel so it's just a
that's the realest shit ever, though.
Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah, it's
deep. It's deep. Now, so you had, so what you're saying is you had that epiphany where
it was more than that. It was more than
But those dots and those little missing spaces kind of align, and you can see you can see where you came from a little clearer.
Mm-hmm.
Did it help you give some direction of where you were going?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I mean, if do you care to share what the exact experience was? Because at this point, I don't even care about the music. I want to know the man. So, was it? Okay, I'll share one with you. So maybe you won't feel bad. Let me share you one.
I won't feel bad. I got you.
Okay. 28.
Mm-hmm.
I run a, let's just be clear, I ran an adult website that's very popular and profitable. I'm on,
oh my.
Let me shut up, Jen. I'm on a train. I'm not lying. I'm on a train. I think I'm on an A train coming from Brooklyn going into Manhattan. And this is when, right after 2008, and 9/11 hadn't happened yet or whatever, obviously. It wasn't 2008. I'm sorry. It was in Arkansas. It was 2002. Bush had just came in office. Layoffs were starting to happen hard. A lot of the dot-com bubble was starting to burst. I was working for a web hosting company. Money was great, but this adult side hustle was picking up too. It was actually, them checks were starting to line up to the point I was thinking about letting the regular go to keep the other thing. I'm on a train, and someone had called me about coming to Chicago to film something inappropriate. But they wanted to run on the site, and they wanted to partner with me to do it. I wasn't going to be in it if they wanted me to film and edit, just be clear. So... I'm on a train thinking the numbers through in my head because I got to travel to Chicago. I got to tell my wife. Da, da, da. And I lie to you not. I'm sitting on a train, and just like I'm looking right at you and you looking right at me and y'all hear your voice and you hear mine right here, I heard something say, yeah, but you know that's wrong.
Wow.
It was clear as a bell.
Wow.
And I'm turning around. I'm on a train. You know, I'm on a train in Manhattan. It's early morning. It ain't empty, but it ain't packed so that I think I'm hearing something. There's nobody sitting next to me. So I go back to still plotting on how I'm gonna get this money with this adult entertainment situation. And I can speak louder when my wife is here. She can tell you I've told her the story 100 times. When that happened to me that day, I called her when I got to the office.
Excuse me.
Went into the office, the company I was working with, we hosted the site that I had.
Sarah.
And my manager used to say, yo, man, I hope you're making some money on that site, because dude, you pulling a lot of bandwidth. And I was like, I'm doing okay. I didn't want to tell him because I worked there, I had free hosting, I had all kinds, I really didn't have no overhead. So it was doing the money I was making, everything was great. Long story short,
was it all your money?
Long story short, I kept thinking it through, and again, right here, and I always say right here because this is about the distance. If somebody had been sitting there, I heard him say, yeah, but you know that's wrong. I went to work, talked to my database guy, told him, listen, back up your scripts, I'm shutting the site down today. He was like, dude, are you crazy? He's like, are you crazy? You see your numbers, you got 40 something consecutive, you got 40 plus concurrent connections on your site. 40 plus concurrent connections on a site is over 100,000 people a month coming through here. You want to shut that down? You taking money? You just don't cost you nothing? I totally, I was the NOC manager for the data center, and I let my, the guy who handled our site setups when people order new websites, I said, man, go ahead and shut my site down. He was like, bro, have you seen the stats for your site? I shut him down because that moment told me. All my life, my grandma used to talk about God. She was a deeply religious woman. Mm. You know, now I used to say, yeah, my grandma prayed for me. Our grandma prayed for all of us. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. That's why you made it through to them times as being the Marines in the street, because your grandma prayed for you.
Amen.
No act of your own. And I have a bad habit of taking over interviews with my story, but I just want to be clear. I got to that point because I heard that voice. I heeded that call. And I've had ups and downs through that time, but My valleys have been far exceeded by my peaks.
Mm-hmm.
And because I made a choice, and like they say, when God calls, you either answer or you suffer the consequences of not answering. Mm. There is no two. No, I'm not going to do what you're going to say, and I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm fine like this. No.
We'll stop.
You're going to stop doing what you're doing. Either you're going to do it voluntarily or something's going to stop you. I volunteered.
Wow.
Because when I heard it, it told me, and I don't care who watching think I'm crazy, when I heard it, well, there was somebody in another screen screaming at somebody, and I happened to hear their voice, the message got received. And I shut it down like that.
Wow.
I had people sending me emails. Yo, man, what happened to the site? The guy with the film company. Yo, what's going on? It was a guy that actually, he was a set designer for one of the, I'm not going to get a company a plug, but one of those adult video companies in New York. He was ready to build sets and do all this. I mean, they were ready to go. I could be a whole nother business right now.
He could have been probably
halfway to hell on the way going.
Right.
And so I'm saying, when you say you had a moment, I know exactly what you mean. It's not like a series of events. It's one single thing and it go.
It's just that one single solitary moment where it puts, like my mom said, it will put a pause in you.
Because I got off the train and I'm walking to the office and I'm really contemplating, am I going crazy?
And you're not.
I'm not going crazy, but did I just hear what my grandma been telling me for 30 years? I mean, I'm hearing this shit. I used to hear my grandmother, Lord spoke to me. I'm like, he should go with this shit. And then, here I am going.
That's Willie Biggs, boy. Here she go.
But I used to, you know how your grandma say stuff when you don't know no better, you just kind of blow it off like she old.
Yes.
Then you start getting
up in age and some stuff happen and you hear something and you see these patterns, you be like, grandma wasn't crazy. Exactly. I didn't understand. My comprehension wasn't here yet.
Man, I want
to. So is that what happened to you? Did you get one of them moments?
Before I get into, I'm going to speak on it, but I want to say first, all praises be to God.
Thank all praises
for being present and touching my brother, King Willie Biggs, for even
thank you.
Laying the tone, setting the tone and doing so. And I thank you, brother, for being obedient. And,
man,
you know, and to piggyback on your experience, you know, that is also confirmation in why there was not even a second inkling of a second guessing on coming to this platform. As soon as Ferocious told me check in box, I checked me in box and assist, it was done. It was done.
Thank you.
You know, just
thank you.
Out of respect for you, her, and G Mac and Kokimo, just y'all whole movement. This is the first time I've spoken publicly since I released the album, and okay. I hadn't spoken.
Really?
Why? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Well, we were truly honored.
I'm honored.
This is more than behind the scenes. This is a fresh take.
I couldn't, you know, this is God's will. And to show, you know, thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And like I was telling Jen, I wanted to have some hard truths, some real adult talk on here. And you set the tone so perfectly with that experience.
So I try to do.
Yes. So an incident happened when I was 7. And so.
And I remember you talked about
fast
this.
Fast forward to 2005. I had just moved from Dallas. I had in the streets of Babylon, when I mentioned the three giants, the video I saw, that happened in Houston. A year later, Dallas. And then I returned home. That the following year after Dallas. So when I returned home, I was working at the state hospital over there on Palm, the Arkansas State Hospital. They crazy house. I was security on the double lockdown
work. Forensics. Yeah,
forensics, the worst unit, 5 low.
Where I used to work. Low,
the Thunderdome, Gladiator School.
We used to call it Thunderdome.
So now there was some things that was kind of happening in there. They kind of started tweaking, you know, my whole thought process. Yeah. Like, you know, am I tripping? But
you wouldn't.
Right. So for a week, fast forward a week straight, I started seeing two beautiful, luminous UFOs. I started seeing them daytime, dusk, dawn, for a week straight. I was even at work with some patients, and I take them out on breaks, and they appeared again right on the horizon during sunset, and me and the
real talk
watching them. You know, they saw it, and I'm sitting there like, wow.
So, and you thinking, I got two patients. Ain't nobody going to believe me and these two patients.
Right. They
but one of them would go back in the unit and tell people.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, God.
Fast forward. And, you know, like I say, there's layers and there's a whole lot of details to this, but I'm just fast forwarding and giving you the quick.
Mm-hmm. So, no, man, take your time. Take your time. We ain't got nowhere to go. I mean, you got to go to work. We at work. Go ahead.
I already took the rest of the night off. I'm
just, oh, snap.
All right.
Oh, my God. So after that, a climatic event happened. I won't speak on it yet, but an event happened. But then after that, maybe a week after that, Jesus and the Ascended Master Archangels came to me. Michael, Raphael, Yuri, Gabriel, ooh. Metatron.
Ooh. Okay.
They all came to me. And from that moment, from 2005 all the way to 2012, they were present in my life. I was talking to them. I seen them. I was looking at them, like, and you know, so that goes back to what you said about your grandmother. In that moment, that made me also realize all of the people that I encountered along the walk to get to now that spoke about Jesus spoke to me, or I saw an angel, or this or that. And like you say, most of the time, from our level of understanding and not having those experiences, mm-hmm. you're quick to shoo it off, like, okay. You know,
whatever, right?
But in actuality, looking back on that, those things are actually happening everywhere. You know,
right?
The people that they're reaching out to, that they're communicating with, that they're visiting, that they're awakening. You know, they have their own reason. But yes, so that happened, and that pretty much totally rearranged the way that I see the world, everything in it, and it, you know, it made me straighten my walk up. In the
way. Mm.
But also, it also showed me, you know, because Jesus, he said that, you know, I'm like, I'm a sinner, I'm imperfect, but he would always say to me that you're perfect in my eyes, and the things that I went through, where I was born, where I was raised, mm-hmm. the experience mm-hmm. that I had in them streets, that was my training to be able
exactly.
To go get those that the preachers in the pulpit or those over there can't go and get. I can go and train, speak to them. So I had to learn how to be myself and still carry that. So I cuss. I do what I'm a natural sinner, but my heart is his.
That's the most important part.
Right. That's the most important part.
So that sharpened my, you know, my whole... You know, from my rapping from the past all the way to now. And, you know, so I was more raw. You know, the spiritual element was there, but it was like a blind faith / you know, I really don't have the...
I know, but I don't know.
To explain it, but now...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, now everything is... I'm focused. I know exactly where I'm trying to go. I know exactly what I need to do, what I'm trying to do. You know, because we all...
And you're going to do it, bro. You're going to do it. Mm-hmm. I believe that. I believe that. So, I believe it. Now, I got to say, man, we could just... You and I, this could be a whole nother show.
Right.
This could be a whole nother podcast right. series. We could clip the music part off, throw that out, and just strictly talk about that inner development, that interpersonal conversation you had with yourself and with a higher being, that interaction and how it made you feel. Because I'm telling you, when you hear that voice... And it be so clear. It cut through everything. I'm in Manhattan. I'm on a train in New York in the morning.
Yes.
And I can hear this voice like he's sitting in my living room and ain't nobody but me and him.
Yes.
Yep. So when people say, oh, yeah, you religious people, I be like, hey.
I'm not.
Oh, you right. I'm not religious.
I'm an unconditional servant for Jesus. I'm not. I can't quote scripture. I only read the Bible twice. I don't know all of the stories, all of that. I'm in it. I'm present.
Mm-hmm.
Walking it. We the new prophets. We the new messengers. We the new watchers. We the new disciples. We're the new version. This version of the stories of the past. We're them now. Walking
right.
Right. Bro, it, right. You can't put that on us now. What happened 2,000 years ago? We living it and walking in it right now.
Exactly.
So, but anyway,
exactly.
Bro, go ahead, brother.
No, this your interview. This why right. We got you here. They hear me. Hey, you brother, go on. It's sick of my ass. They don't want to hear me. These folks probably writing in like, damn, Big Man saying shit. This is unusual.
Type away the tap. You know, these are conversations, the honest conversations
honest.
Need to be having, because there are others that heard voices and heard things and heard things that you heard, experienced things that I experienced. But they can't come out publicly and share this because, and I don't know, and I just want to say this real quick. You know, early on when Jesus and them came, I asked them, I said, can I share this? Can I tell somebody? And they said, you may share anything that you wish, knowing that I was going to get judged harshly by my own family. Like, they thought I was
ostracized. Yeah.
But it taught me. And when I went back and with my tail between my legs and had the discussion with them, they said that we could have told you no, but experience is the best teacher. You know, they knew that I was going to get judged harshly, but it taught me a very valuable lesson, though. You know? Mm-hmm. So, but there are other people that are scared to come out and do what they're being asked to do because of being judged.
Yeah, so, and that is the biggest mistake you can ever make. Do not let the judgment of man divert you from the divinity of God.
Hey, that's a random statement.
That's my random statement for today, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I salute you, Willie Biggs, for
you
stepped out of yourself and shared your experience to make me comfortable. And you didn't even have to do that, but all praise be to God for you to do that. And man, I salute you for doing that. And it's just,
man, it's real. It's real.
Outermost, but you know, it's just,
it's real, bro. You can't be real with somebody and hide stuff. You can't be, oh man, I keep it real at all times. Yeah, but you're not being honest with me right now.
Right.
You know, when people say, oh, that's real talk. Oh, no, 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 no. I tell you something. And I try to teach my kids, to tell you, I always tell them, I say, when somebody asks you something, don't start a question with, well, don't start an answer, well, to be honest. Because that implies that in other circumstances, you'd be lying. Right. Just say what you're going to say.
I like
to say, to be honest, that don't make it any more poignant.
I like
that. Although, honestly, I would. No, just say what you're going to say.
Say what you're going to say. I like
that. Don't give it a, don't put any disclaimer. Don't put no preface on it. Just say what you're going to say.
Right. I love it.
Because if you say what you're going
to
say.
And look at there's somebody no, there's no when interpretation you're talking
there.
To them.
I love it.
Hmm? But I mean, that's being real, right? That's being real. Like, say what you're going to say. Well, honestly, Dad, no. So you mean another time you'd be lying? And I really tried my best to not. You know what I mean? It's a given thing. It's like, you know, it's colloquialism. You learn it. People going to say stuff. But I really make effort, especially in business, especially in my, you know, the other life that ain't online. I'm definitely one of those people that says exactly what I mean. Because if I don't, and it gets misinterpreted, we're going to have a conflict later.
That's why I have so much respect.
You gotta say what you mean, bro, and don't try to. Now, G Mac can tell you. I know the words. I know how to use words. I can say what I want to say in the most polite way, and you do too. Clearly, we've been listening to these words, and then we're gonna pull me good off into me. We're gonna get off into you because one, I'm so arrogant, I could take this whole show.
Shit, he's not lying.
What I want to know is because you're in this space now, and you're in. Your intent with this new, well, I ain't gonna say new because, you know, it may be new to the rest of everybody else, but you've always been focusing direct. Like I say, if people are listening, they can hear this voice. This voice is meant to tell the truth. You can't lie with a voice like that. It won't sound right.
You really can't.
A lie coming out of your mouth, boy, will shake a planet. Yeah. It's got to be true. So with that in mind, with this new project, what is your intent? What are you trying to put on the minds of the audience?
I'm basically trying to create a lane, or create a space. Well, to do my part and to wipe out some of these taboos in our community, the Black community, things that we won't talk about, these honest conversations, you know, these double entendres that we'll be having when, you know, in regards to, okay, it's okay to, you know, rap about murder, you know, and every damn thing, dark thing under the sun, but on the same side, you're getting that money. So we can't have it both ways. You know, and we
speak on that, please. Please elaborate on that.
Yes,
please.
We're in a time right now, to where you got a whole damn insurrection that happened on live TV around the world, and then Preach. You got police officers still gunning us down. On one hand, you still got a system that's got his damn foot on our neck. But at the same time, we can't get no mainstream music that's got the pulse of all of that. It's just going to be kill, kill, kill. We genociding in the midst of a system kicking our ass and all this going on. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Insanity. That's insanity.
Program.
And baby's dying. You know what I'm saying? Getting hit. I mean, it's past the point of ridiculousness, you know? And we just got to have a real hard truthful conversation in our community. We can't have it both ways. We can't do that no more. We got to be straight up with this reality that we're in, and don't nobody want to risk losing their bag to talk about what matters most,
right?
You know?
How you get a bag peddling death? I mean, you peddling death.
Let me speak on that. I want to speak on that.
Please, go ahead.
Real
G-Mac, I know we got to get to some music, I'm taking so much time out. No. I want to keep going. We got to move the music breakdown. Go ahead. Okay. Speak on that.
So, you know, I was talking to someone. Now, think about the earlier stages of mainstream rap. You had an X-Clan. You had a Special Ed. You had a KRS-One. You had a Just Thought. You know, you had a Snoop. You had all these different options of everything going on. That was because those higher-ups in those record industry buildings hadn't taken over the culture yet. So they had to evolve and allow these dudes to have these platforms at their record labels. We had variety, we had everything, and it was all gold and platinum, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they figured out, okay, we need to take over this thing. And that's when they started honing in on what they wanted to do, which was, okay, we're going to get these old heads up out of here like the KRS. We're going to get all these niggas out the mainstream. We're going to get these young niggas. We're going to throw them that bag that we wasn't paying the OGs starting this
partnership. Right.
Locked it down. So when they locked it down and honed in that message, not only did they control the narrative, which is, okay, we need this shit to be violent. We need it to be degrading. We need it to be all of that. It was that going on back then. But they pushed out all of the other voices and narrowed it to one message. And they broke the shit out of that. But in time in doing that now you're hearing about them taking out life insurance policies on artists. You hear them about buying stocks for private-owned prisons, you know, stockholders getting money from that, too. So they got the message where they, you know, you put everybody don't wear braids, but you know the look.
You put on uniform, yeah.
Yes, the uniform. It's a certain uniform, certain lingo, and then you put it out there, and then, okay, prison to pipeline to prison. They know police profiling. They know what to look for. It's just a big-ass supernova of darkness that the record industry is just shoving down our throats, and then on one side of it, you got the prisons fucking wall to wall packed with us and brown other people. Then you got the deaf, and I mean, it's just talk about the root of the problem. You know, they killed Michael Jackson. They took him out. He had the answer. He owned half of Sony. Why? We got Jay-Z, we got Diddy, we got all these billionaires, 500 millionaires, but we can't have our own distribution company to distribute it us, to give us our masses rights, get the Vaseline off us, get the dick out of our ass, let us eat, let us live. You know, we can't come together and do that, but Mike owned half of one dude. So I understand, you know, they don't want to talk about none of this. You know, everybody will pacify the situation. Have an honest conversation about this. We got to.
You keeping it super real. I remember when people talked about Michael Jackson's Sony deal, and for those that don't know, his deal was to the point where even if he didn't sell records, he still made money because he had a partnership not with Sony Music, but with Sony the corporation.
Yes.
So if you bought a CD Walkman, You bought anything that was Sony brand. Their own Michael got some change off that piece. So he could have really stopped making records after that deal. He could have stopped making records after that deal. And we can go 100 miles in a hole on a Michael Jackson conspiracy theory, because when I look at them kids, I'm like, those are not his kids. We know why they gave him them kids, because they want that fortune to circle back into that community. But we ain't going to do that on this show. But clearly, though, I do know, and if you got time, we're going to have, just like we did with Next, we're going to have a Ride of God part two.
I'm whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
We're going to have a part two. G-Mac, you ready to play some music?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. World.
Let's play some music. We're going to come back in the third segment. The show's going to run a little long, but that's okay. And we're going to have you back for part two. We just got to get with Jen, get it scheduled. Because we need two shows with you, bro. Because we only scratching the surface now. We just giving them enough to make them scared. I'm going to scare the shit out of them in the next one.
Well, we'll be right back right after this. Some Rider right here, baby.
Hotech presents the Hotecast.
I'm talking to you, baby girl. You are a queen, let the world see. Baby girl, you're strong enough through all you see. Baby girl, only you can let yourself get let down. Baby girl, we all done broke the same miracle round.
I used to disrespect you, I was lost, but now I put it on myself to teach these youngsters when they roam. Whether cats are grown or they're somewhere in their teens, they cowards if they out here killing, drugging, raping queens, or putting their hands on you. That's not what love is. Don't be out here chasing men that don't even love your kids. You stripping to survive, or you hustling to survive. 3-4 jobs out here making sure your baby stay alive. Stay strong, you can make it. Shake them devils out here faking. It's time to heal our women. It's your world for the taking. Shirley Jackson, April Mills, may you both rest in peace. This song is for my queen out here dying in these streets. My mother, rest in peace. Cousin Dean, rest in peace. I lost my cousin Ebony, she was murdered in these streets. Miss Gaddy, Keisha Truitt, Mama Cheryl, rest in peace. May God bless the families and the kids of the deceased. Overcoming anything, we hate you, that's a lie. Keep your head up to the sky. Walk away from any man if all he do is make you cry. This system out to get you, but just know I'm out here with you. Black queens, dry your eyes, let my lyrics be your tissue. Black girl magic, every shade of you is simply classic. Black or brown, light skin, thick or thin, I'm a fanatic. Puffy afros, dreadlocks or a fade. Twisted, you can perm it, queen, you're fine either way. Our kids need to see the kings and queens unified. No more static, we magnetic, we majestic, eye to eye. Salute to all my queens, God bless the single mothers. Salute to all my queens, married, marching for their brothers. I dedicate this song to my sisters, to my queens. I love you, don't give up, and miss respect, sincerely, King.
I'm talking to you, baby girl. You are a queen, let the world
presents the Hoodcast.
Frustrated, people wondering why it's all happening. Police dealing with multiple shootings over 12 hours. One of the victims, a baby, is recovering. A 20-year-old is dead.
20 shots rang out, another homicide. The news only said that another rapper died. My block, your block, anybody block. Young niggas dying young from the shot of Little Rock. They die on Instagram, they die in the metaverse. Can't even rest in peace, bullet holes in your hearse. Another mother cries, another homie lies. Gone on this shit, I can see it in their eyes. They on a scheming time, they call it demon time. Disrespect your mom and pops, just a waste of semen time. Don't get to see their prime, feds drop the dime. What the fuck are we gonna do about this king on king crime? But it's
plain to see.
Straight out the belly of the beast, and still fuck peace. In the heart of Babylon, blood running in the streets. Kings killing kings, queens killing queens. All I got to say is fuck them little shiny teens. We assassinated, we assassinated, we assassinated. Niggas running out of sheets. My side, your side, anybody's side. This the part in Revelations where we all gotta ride. Bisco to Mactown, Newport to Jacktown, Pine Bluff, Sugar City, Arkansas, niggas down. Let's put the guns down, get fitted for our crowns. Make a plan, unifying, shut this motherfucker down. And fuck them racist cops, my niggas them the ops. I put that on my city, we gon' liberate the block. L.A. to N.Y., N.O. to H-Town, Memphis 10, Mississippi, all my Georgia niggas down. Let's put the guns down, get fitted for our crowns. Break the curse, pump your fists and shut this motherfucker down. Let's put the guns down, get fitted for our crowns. Get your guns, pump your fists and shut this motherfucker down. And it's
plain to see.
Shit, choppers raining, you know exactly what that fire brings. Beautiful days, watching them turn into a crime scene. Funerals packed, mama's crying when the choir sings. That's what this time brings, so where you really at? Young niggas got beat, so when it's up, you know it's really that. Bodies dropping one after another, they going tit for tat. You pay the price, you lose your life, it ain't no getting it back. It ain't no second chance but life to live, and that's really fact. So many young niggas want a better life, they can't picture that. This cold system, take it off from them, but won't mention that. So they resort to violence, and they'll let you feel the wrath before they live in silence. That's how they going out. You think they steaming, they facing demons. You don't know about their crown up on your head, look daddy. Better hold it down. It's time to put them guns up and get your funds up and make them boss move when the sun's up. Pick your sons up. So what you in it for? Take advantage every second, every minute, bro. Because they killing us. We kicked the door that broke the mold and now they feeling us. They try to take the royalty from us, but it's stealing us.
Gang.
Should be angry, and my raps that I'm rapping to my community shouldn't be filled with rage. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't be filled with the same atrocities that they gave to me. In the media, they don't talk about it. So in my raps, I have to talk about it. And it just seems foreign because there's no one else talking about it. Uh-uh, not me. You know, I want when they see me, they know that every day when I'm breathing, it's for us to go farther. You know, every time I speak, I want the truth to come out. You know what I'm saying? Every time I speak, I want to shiver. You know, I don't want them to be like, they know what I'm going to say because it's polite. They know what I'm going to say. And that's our job. It's to spark somebody else watching. We might not be the ones, but let's not be selfish. And because we're not going to change the world, let's not talk about how we should change it.
We have returned. Third and final segment of Hoodcast 291. We got 9 more episodes to go, fam. Yes, 9 more to the big 300. We back with the ride of God, baby.
New York, here I come.
Dope.
And I'm really upset that I could not get a first class flight.
What? Oh, God.
I really am. I'm upset about it. I just think.
Well, they get you off your high horse.
Biggs, we can't hear a word you're saying. Biggs, we can't hear you. Nope. He was making fun of me. That's why we can't hear him. Look at God.
Yeah, we sure can't hear you, Biggs.
We can't hear Biggs. Look at God. We can't hear a word you're saying because he's making fun of me. We can't hear a word you're saying. Hi, Biggs. Say it by the way. We can't hear you.
Now, can you hear you now?
He did that shit on purpose.
That wasn't G-Mac. That was my fault. Too much technology. What I was saying was we're trying to plan our 300th anniversary show, right? We're trying to put it in New York. We're telling everybody to come. And Jen, being the diva that she is, she's a little uptight because she can't get a first class flight.
And the W Hotel is not
keeping her seat
that
she like. They don't have the rose petals in the hallway when she arrives. She wants two midgets carrying her in on big pillows. You know how she get. Jen. You know how your sister is. You know. Hey, when you're high maintenance, you're high maintenance. You know. Yep. High maintenance is what, you know, when you're high maintenance, it is what it is. I understand. Now, me, I'm going to sleep in the back. I'm going to sleep in the knapsack at the train station. I'm good.
Did you see the free breakfast show where now at work they're making fun of me? They're holding signs talking about we pay.
I said I was going to stay at a Holiday Inn Express. They got free breakfast. She was like, Holiday Inn Express? Oh, my. What is that? Oh, they don't even turn your pillow down. They don't put no candy mints on your pillow. I can't stay there.
The worst hotel experience I think I've ever had in my life was Holiday Inn Express.
It's not the same when you're in Chelsea and Lower Manhattan. It's not the same. Trust me.
Not at all.
Allegedly.
Oh, that's why I stay when I'm there. I'm telling you. It's not the same.
And this was in Chicago.
Chicago's not New York.
And I don't do wildlife. I don't do nature. I don't do bugs.
So you got all that in Chicago?
Child, listen, you know them bugs that fly.
Yeah, they're called roaches. We know what they are. We're trying to make like we don't know. You know them bugs that fly.
Now, me, I've lived in Arkansas long enough to know that the damn things can swim. So we got it and we knocked it in the toilet. We flushed it. He was gone. He was gone for hours.
Then he came back.
That motherfucker hell on.
Yeah. And you know us women folk, we don't turn on the light to go to the bathroom at night.
You're wearing a t-shirt to say you started it, now I'm gonna finish it.
And it's dark. And he flew out of the toilet. I took the shower curtain, I took the towel rack, I took the soap, I took the complimentary shampoo, I took myself to the front lobby. Yeah. I'm leaving.
Were you going to the bathroom when he came back?
I'm getting ready to.
That could have been different. Okay. Ride of God's here. We're not going to take that too far, but that's a horrible joke that's completely tasteless that I'm fighting hard not to tell. So let's get right back to our show.
Here, boy, you would have told it.
Let's get right back.
Ooh.
Let's get right to here. If God wasn't here, boy, you know, we'd have went down the dark and me and Cookie was here. We'd have had a sense of that whole show. Her mom would have called and cussed. Not cussed. She'd have prayed for all of us. That joke wrote itself. It was too easy. I couldn't even take it.
You know she keep that oil in that cloth. Yeah. She'd been on
she there trying to get it off. Get off. And say, get off. Mom be trying to save us on here.
Y'all could have heard that conversation behind that church lady sleeping with the pastors and stealing money in the cash.
That's what Cokie said in the last show, bro. Her mom heard that.
Oh, God.
When he said it, I did like this. I was like, oh, God. You just got all of our mamas on our ass when the show is over.
And she called me like I said.
Right.
And you know when them church ladies get mad, they had them soup can rollers in their head and the rollers was rocking back and forth. And let me tell him, I'm like, man, yes, man.
Real. Yeah, mama come at you like that. You can't say nothing but yes, man.
Real.
But that's what this show does, though, Ryder. This is the perfect platform. Our goal is to make you mad. We want to make you think. We want you to get so pissed off at us that you're going to come back and tell us we're wrong. Then please prove us wrong. But at least if you're trying to do it, there's some discussion going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why We normally do an hour show. We're running over. I want to invite you back.
We don't care.
I want to invite you back officially for part two. We got to have a part two. We had some audio problems in the beginning. There's some little. I want to invite you back for part two. We could have been right on time. I still would have invited you back, bro. I could do you could, shit co-host a couple times.
Yeah, you gonna have to co-host. That's a good idea.
Jen, you just can't hire everybody. Hell, you barely got a job. You just got her face in the logo. Now she in here hiring people. What are you doing?
I get tired every week.
Look at the logo. That logo used to have three faces on it. Now it's got four. Jen in the back that she just snuck into the party.
I
get fired.
But you know how Queen is. Once you let her know, she's going to take over.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Yes, brother. So now tell us, man. We probably got a little deeper than most folks would on the interview. Now, we get off track about the music because the music speaks for itself.
It does.
It does.
We're going to have the links on our Podomatic. I've posted the links on my Twitter. Anywhere I can, we're going to spread the word.
Thank you, brother.
That's without question. if it. I used to listen to, and I still do. I got some of his music on my phone. Good Lord, C-Scale. He did that Between a Rock and a Hard Place, which of Arkansas artists. That's one of my favorite records. Mm-hmm. I got it on my watch, on my smart watch. I'm working out. I'm listening to it. One of my favorite records. Now I'm adding this new joint of yours is going in there.
Thanks.
Definitely, and that. It's definitely some workout music.
Thank you.
That's some workout music. Them beats go hard. You and Pharoah are Jay-Z and Pharrell.
Yeah, that's the man. My guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pharoah.
He did 8 joints on there. He mixed and recorded the entire album. But joints, Don Key did, Don Dam Key did one.
Mm-hmm.
Beats by Buddy Moses did one. And DJ Payne. DJ Payne 1 did 2.
Oh, you got one from DJ Payne?
Which one did Payne do?
You got DJ Payne.
Through My Eyes and Out of Life.
Yeah, that's the king of beat stars right there.
Yeah, that man is dope. I love him.
Yeah, you got production from a Drake collaborator. That's big.
Yeah, he dope. I love him.
He's dope. And, you know, I don't know him personally, but just interaction online, he seemed to be a decent dude.
Yeah, real humble, bro.
Yeah. And got the credits to be an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to say it, but in the industry lingo, he got the credits to be an asshole. And he's not. And he gives a lot of great advice, too.
This is what I found fascinating. Mm-hmm. What year did you meet Pharoah?
The story was ferocious. So I was on I've known of him. Crazy. We same people, but we just never got the link. So I was on the set of Ear Fears, 607 and Bobby's group.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a set of New Niggas video shoot
mm-hmm.
with them. And I was outside kicking it with their pops, Big Bobby. And Ferocious came walking across the street. I said, damn, I go Ferocious. So I walked up to him. I don't know what I had going on at the time, but I was like, man, I was something about a song. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, let's do it. Holler at me. Hit me up. Like, just like that. Same dude to this day. So we linked up maybe a couple years after that. I called him for a consult and I went over there. That was 2014. Mm-hmm. And we sat and talked. And the first thing he said to me was, what can I do to make you comfortable? When he said that, that was my guy. I've been riding with him since.
Mm.
And,
just 8 years, but when you listen to the body of work, you would have thought that he had been there since 96.
Nah, we just developed an awesome ass chemistry. You know, the street joint that I had released was basically a scaled down, clean version of this album. You know, so basically the album we've been curating for the whole time I've been there, but you know, a pit stop along the way throughout Street Preacher. You know, something clean for the older people that rock with me that could play some clean music around
right.
you know, those that they love. But then we got right back in and then went on to finish up the album. So, which is what you hear now.
Shit, man. Good meals take time.
Yeah.
Good meals take time. Sure. Right? Please do not throw me no fast food and microwave shit. I want mine this summer. I need to go to church and let that crock pot cook. I want to fall out the bone when I get home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, real food take time, bro. Now, you told us you got it. It's playing Northwest Arkansas. It's on the local station in 93.3.
It's on DJ Kane's Drive Time Mix Show in the Fayetteville area, Northwest Arkansas area, whatever all that covers. And then it's also in Oklahoma City.
That's a big deal. Drive Time, people don't just get that. That's a big deal.
Yes.
Drive Time, for those that don't know radio, Drive Time is a big deal. That is the one time you have a fully captured audience. They either in the car going to work, coming from work. They in traffic. And if you can catch them at Drive Time, that's why our commercial is higher during Drive Time.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to give you, not give you, you earned it. Ain't about to give you nothing. But for you to earn a spot in Drive Time, you had to deliver quality material.
Oh, yeah. You know.
You had to.
And just in relation.
Had to.
And, you know, in good business, you know.
So. Good. Good business. I tell people all the time, they folks go, man, I go to the radio station. I'm trying to get my record played. They said I had to get it mixed and mastered. I got it mixed and mastered. They told me I had to rest it. I got it rested. They told me I had to do this. I had to do that. They still ain't playing my record, man. I talked to the program director 100 times. I said, you talked to the wrong motherfucker. Go to the sales department, bro.
Yeah, man.
The program director, he played what he can play. But guess what? The sales department, that's where all the power in the building is.
Yeah, they help.
Go to the sales department. Buy some advertising. Do business.
Absolutely.
Business is an exchange of goods and services.
Absolutely, bro.
If you ain't exchanging, all you're doing is asking. Absolutely. Like, my motto is don't come begging, come buying.
Man, that's
awesome. That's my other random statement for tonight.
I love it.
Don't come begging, come buying. You get way more. You get more. And I was, I can't afford this. There's no such thing as what you can't afford. It's what you're willing to pay for.
What you say?
Yeah.
I ain't got time for this, but you make time for what you want to make time for.
Absolutely.
We got to stop making those excuses, bro. You are a true example of a man who stopped making excuses and started making moves. And I applaud you for that.
Thanks.
I applaud you for that. Now, tell the folks what other platforms, like, we know the radio platforms. Are you on Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Other than Facebook, which is The Ride of God Official. Everything else, you can find me at The Ride of God. You know, THERIDAHGOD. Or you can go to my website, TheRideOfGod.com.
For sure. We're going to put that in. We got to put that in our chat, too. Make sure we put TheRideOfGod.com in there. We want to make sure that people understand where they can find you, how they can reach you. And but I'm going to take it as a personal mission on my shoulders through this quarter to do as much promotion as I can.
Thank you, brother. I'm humbled and grateful.
Yeah. Deep. And you say, you know, people will holler, I support you, bro. Then we hang the phone up and they go back and throw on some old Migos or whatever the fuck they listen to in their car. But if you really support somebody, you tell somebody.
Yeah.
So our mission here is it helps us by helping you. So that's what we want to do. We want to help you, man. You're welcome here anytime. Whether you got a new release, old release.
Now I
got
to get sleep on
video.
Here.
Hey, when the videos come out, because we can run video during the show. So when you get the videos done, come back on here. We definitely want to do that. We can do part two still, and then we can do a part three with the videos.
Yeah.
Come back.
I got three up now. You know, we're about to get ready to drop another one. So
we definitely will run those, man. We always want to support. And home team, man, hey, we might not be sitting in the same state right now, but family's family. Right. Home is home.
Yes.
We got those shared experiences. We done all rolled down 12th Street, went the window down because the air conditioning don't work.
Hey,
we all done it, bro.
Driving.
More often than
thank
not.
God that light from university all the way down. You can run that thing hard with the air blow. You'd be like, oh, I'm so glad they never put a light in Jackson Street. I just ride all the way through.
Hey, I remember as a youngster, I used to wait down there in Pit Pack when I was down. I couldn't even buy no liquor. Wait on this dude, Sneaky Pete. So I could go in Pit Pack. Sneaky Pete and Pick Pack, baby. Shit, go get some drink on, boy.
Pick Pack.
He took it all
the way. Even back to Forest Heights and High School.
Shit, I went back further than that. Hey, Peter. Peter with that fat.
Peter
with that
fat-ass
damn fish.
Peter.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. High blood pressure.
I know it's not. I remember saying that shit all the time.
Peter's is not good anymore. New Fun Ray is not over there anymore.
Yeah, man.
Top of the Line is not over there anymore.
This is short of what's good as opposed to what still is good, man. I think I know the sign of old age when you do remember better times. When you do remember better services. Yeah. I remember when this used to be. First time I caught myself doing it, I was like, oh, it just hit me. I was like,
right.
The other day I was just saying, this music nowadays. I was like, oh shit, did that come out of my mouth?
I was like,
feel like the dude on the commercial when you start seeing these new homeowners turning into their parents. That's me right there.
Yep. That's
wisdom.
Yeah. It is a wisdom. Wisdom is a gift and a curse. When you're young, you don't know shit. Everything is magical. I mean, when the music and television was magical, and I used to, how to get that in the box? How did this? And then when I started working around the field, it kind of took some of the amazement off. I understood why a lot of people become drawn by the money, because the creative part, it ain't no more. It's no, the smoke and mirrors out the way. You know how that goes. So then the next drive is, how can I be more successful? So you start running out the money, and then the art starts to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, wisdom. It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When,
yeah, we have gotten older.
It is what it is, man. Like, so you bring it out of me, dude. I can't. So I'll be around him, man. We'll sit up all night. You won't get to work.
Right.
Because I realized that one of the solar lights was out when yes. I pulled in, and it just pissed me off.
Part two, man. Jen, you got to get with Ryder. Y'all got to get this. Let just tell us when, brother. We're going to have you back.
When y'all.
Now,
a
big part of our show that we do is called Random Statements.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of every show, we just want to write off the top of your dome. It ain't got to be spiritual. It ain't got to mean nothing to nobody but you. But what pops in your head comes out your mouth. That is the most honest thing you can do. So as a close of our show, we do our random statements. We always let our guests go first.
Okay.
Coke is not here, so hopefully it won't go off the rails. When he's here, that shit might go anywhere. So let's give us your random statement. I've been looking forward to this boy for a week. I'm not lying.
Hold on.
Be present.
Classic.
Be present right now. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Present right now.
Oh, really?
Amen. That's the realest. Be present right now. Mm-hmm. Right now. You can't fix yesterday, and you cannot dictate tomorrow.
That's it.
Yes, sir. Be present. All right. Who we got Jen. Going next? Jen.
You can buy the charts, but you can't buy the culture. You
cannot buy the culture.
Mm.
Facts.
Mm.
They sure been putting a price tag on it, but they sure keep trying to. Yep, hip hop is about resilience.
Mm-hmm.
It's about resilience. It's about making something out of nothing. Any culture that does that, you can't take it over because it recreates itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like water. It's going to always change and form and keep moving forward. You can't stop it.
Love that.
You can't stop it.
You can add something to it, but it's still water.
Still water. That's what hip hop is. Hip hop was born out of people in desperation, oppressed with nothing. With nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Grandmaster Flash made the crossfader because there was no way for you to play two records at the same time. Mm. He invented that.
Mm.
He invented that. Before that, all the mixes and fades, all the stuff you can go and see online, none of that stuff existed. Grandmaster Flash soldered those wires, put those switches in there, and made those little switches so he could turn those records on and off at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's innovation. Out of pure nothing. Mm-hmm. Made out of old raggedy records. Mm-hmm. Made out of old raggedy mixes.
And you cannot afford that.
That's what I'm saying. Priceless. And you can't buy that. You can't even teach that.
Right.
That's the ingenuity you can't teach. That's a God-given talent. So, I will say my random statement for tonight is, be open to receive the message.
Mm. Mm.
Be open to receive the message. You don't know everything.
Mm.
Sometimes the smartest people know what they don't know. Or at least they accept the fact they don't know.
Mm. Mm.
So be open to receive the message. All right, G-Mac, it's left up to you. We all been decent. You got to take us down a peg. We need something filthy.
Mine ain't going to be filthy. My random statement tonight is a PSA. Well, not a PSA. It's not a PSA. It's actually... I don't see why I say PSA. It's a statement. It's an announcement, actually. Right for the ball for the make his announcement.
Here we go. Yeah, my son's calling.
Well, speaking of that, we're gonna take a 2-episode hiatus. So we're not gonna be here Thursday. We're not gonna be here Monday. We shall be back on the 18th. Got some changes going on this weekend, you know what I'm saying? New location and everything. So just to let y'all know, we're going on a little vacation for a week.
So we off Thursday and Monday?
Thursday and Monday, baby. And when we come...
Woo. I don't know what I'm going to do with them hoes, with them 248 hours. What I'm going to do with myself.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what are we going to do?
In the middle of the dang on week. Thanks, G-Mac. We couldn't get like Friday.
When we come back, on the 18th, our special guest is going to be Funk Lab. You know, they just came out with another song.
Right. So we got the Funk Lab in here on the 18th. We got to get Ryder God's schedule. We got to get Ryder God's part two schedule. He gonna come back because we only scratched the surface.
No,
I mean we just ran on the top. We didn't really get enough.
We didn't even discuss
96
Vino.
No, God, that's another that is another podcast, like another production right there going into Vino's. Right. Those days for me, I got the Little Rock and realized I was like, well, I'm not gonna say what I was like, but I had my issues with Under the Ground and the Vino's. What I thought was a little exploitive, in my opinion. It kind of got to be a little minstrel-esque. Some of them, some of those representatives on stage got a little, I try not to be that guy.
It's the weirdest pizza sauce.
I always thought, okay, so we go in the back of this pizza shop. that ain't owned or operated by no people that look like us. Now, of course, we understand that. But then I look on stage and I see what's jumping up and down on the stage and I see in the audience. And after a while, it started, some of the instances, it started to look to me like they wasn't laughing with us as much as they was laughing at us.
Exactly.
And it started to look like a minstrel show. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about something specific. I mean, it was some folks that was in there that it was a gimmick. I understand they was gimmicky. They was trying to be a little punk and a little goth, and they was trying to do something different because they was trying to find a way to get an artist in Little Rock. So you came there and,
they did,
but I think when you start feeding somebody something and that's what they expect from you, so it's hard for you to turn away from that. It's like when they, like when you sign your first deal and you come to the industry always wants to tell you what you need to be. And if you let them dictate to you what you need to be and it don't work, it's your fault.
Yeah.
If you let them dictate to you what it need to be, and let's say, and sometimes a bad scenario, it does work. Now you stuck with that shit. You know, it's hard to come in being a clown and expect people to take you seriously.
Man.
See what I'm saying? But anyway, that's the Hoodcast 291. I can do a whole nother show with this. Matter of fact, y'all can get off and me and Rod just gonna talk for the next 2 hours and just broadcast out. But we're gonna have you back, brother. Thank you for coming. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for, you know, giving up a little bit of the time to get the bag to hang out with some family and friends.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, this next quarter, if you see me tweeting something and it ain't Ride of God, somebody send me a message because I'm slipping, because you're definitely going to get promotions on this side of the table. You got to, I got about 13,000 people I can tell about you. So
thank you, brother.
We're gonna work on doing it. My son is texting me like, "Daddy, I'm off work."
Get your ass off of the Hoodcast. I got him. Which one's so that, Bobby Doo? I got him, Bobby Doo. Yeah,
that's my youngest. So we got our random statements. That's the Ride of God, ladies and gentlemen. Hoodcast 291, it's a wrap. Thank you for coming through, sir.
We shall see y'all on August the 18th.
We will have him back for part two
and
coming soon.
Congratulations in advance on episode 300.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you,
have
sir.
Have a hood day, everybody.
Have a hood day.
Have a hood day.
Hoodtech presents the Hoodcast.
Hoodtech presents the Hoodcast.
This has been another Hoodtech production.